This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, hello, everybody. How are you? You know it's a Thursday. When you know it's a Thursday, you know. Well, I am all over the airways. My name is Lerato Shabalala. Welcome to Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalala. It is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Turn your window or your doorways into your room's best accessory with Taylor Blinds and Shutters. You'll be spoiled for choice between Taylor's aesthetic blinds and functional shutters, which bring a world of color, texture, patterns, and taste to your life. Speaking of taste to your life, I am so excited today for the first time after over a year of having this podcast. I have two guests at the same time. I'm trying to switch things up here, let it be a little bit more organic, more fun. So I've got two amazing women who help bring taste into people's lives, a little bit of sophistication, a little bit of CLAAASSM class. Yeah, don't tell people I'm a writer. You see, I can't even spell. It's too early in the morning. So I'm so excited to have Lebu Zondi and Daniela Dorosha. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Are you good?
Yeah, awesome.
And it's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
How is this weather? We're definitely in the thick of June, aren't we? Like, it's July. Excuse me. Which month am I in? In the thick of July. It's so cold.
Freezing, freezing cold.
Which kind of helps because we're talking about the bedroom today.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. So you guys are like, what bedroom talk are we talking about? No. We're not going to bring a sex therapist, but we're going to help you figure out how to put together a beautiful, sexy space in your bedroom. So we're going to be talking textures, light, you know, both light that comes into the room and light that you create in the room. We're going to talk what kind of feeling do you want to create? Do you want a space that is calming at the end of the day, or do you want a space that makes you feel alive? So that's what these two ladies are going to be chatting to me about. And can I tell you, so first of all, before we go anywhere, before I introduce you, because you guys, your CVs, I was reading about you, Daniela, and your family business is you know, your mom says you are a lot like her, and you were saying that you're a lot like your mom. So, you know, I want to go into, you know, the family business side of things. And Lebu, obviously being a brown girl in design, you know, I want to talk about what that has been like for you as well. But let's start with the obvious. How are your bedrooms? How would you describe, Lebu, how would you describe? How would you describe your boudoir, as Le French call it?
What do I say? It's very cozy, I must say. But I think the main feature is
the bed.
Cut. Exactly.
The bed. Where all the action happens.
Where the warmth comes.
Exactly. But what colors? Is it a girly room, or is it a...
No. I chose not to go for the girly.
Yeah.
I think for me the calmness is better. I went for charcoals and grays. So I don't know, it just becomes a bit more warm for me as opposed to red. I think it's too much passion.
Yeah, so. Red just makes me feel like I need
angry.
To be angry.
No.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a color of blood. And Daniela, how's yours?
I would think that it's chic, very...
Well, you sure are chic. I'm looking at you. By the way, you can go to our Facebook page at LeratoTJ or CliffCentral.com to see what these ladies look like. Thank you to Lana for taking some amazing pictures of me. Shout out to Lana on the side. So you were saying it's very sort of...
Yeah, very... I think being in your room, it's everything that you love. And for me, everything that I love is luxury, chic, elegance. So I've gone for more of a neutral, natural tone. So more your champagnes, your creams, your whites with a lot of gold and crystal. Like that's me.
That
love
sounds
white.
Fabulous. It sounds like you guys have a similar look. I mean, feel. I mean, I don't get the sense that it's like
neutral, organic kind of. Yes.
Yeah. Is there a particular reason why a lot of? So I have another friend of mine, Tabitha Okubong, who's an interior designer as well, and her bedroom is almost identical to yours. Is there a reason why designers often go for colors that are a little bit more muted? You know?
It's very,
in the bedroom in particular.
It's, as I was saying, as opposed to having red.
Yeah.
It's close to natural. It's muted, as you're saying. It's calming.
Yeah.
You know, natural fabrics and, you know,
like yeah.
Your grays are very calming and.
Yeah, and I guess maybe yeah. I hear that we as human beings are attracted to a lot of colors that denote nature. So things that we already know. So like, you know, the beiges denote the sand. The white, obviously, you know, the sky, the blues because of the water. So apparently, and greens, obviously, because of
nature.
Grass. So that's apparently that's what draws us, and that's what you need to have in the bedroom. Because I think after an 8-hour, and that's lucky if you have an 8-hour day, because most of us have 15-hour days, to be completely honest, at work. You want a space where you can come in and relax.
Well, and, that's exactly it. With those colors that it just brings your whole day just to your relaxation point. It's serene, it's calming. And as an interior designer, I mean, we're always looking for pops of color, adding color to people's lives, because I mean, color is such an important and vital element. But I think with all of that, we sometimes just want to be a little bit more calm and
chilled. Exactly.
I definitely think that accessorizing with color is your biggest thing.
Yeah.
So keeping everything quite neutral and then just adding pops of color of whatever.
Yeah, like cushions, right? I mean, cushions are our best way to add color, because those you can take away once you're over your yellow period or whatever the case may be. Or, you know. So, Danny, I wanted you to tell us about, like I said, it's a family business, but Darusha Interiors. It was started by your parents. Just tell us a little bit about what it's like to work with family, how it was started.
Okay, so basically, my father was handpicked and contracted here to South Africa from Portugal many moons ago by a very well-known furniture manufacturing company here in South Africa. And he's actually from Passo Ferreira near Porto, which is a capital of furniture in Portugal.
Oh, wow.
So he came here, worked in the factory, and a few years later, he opened up his own company making furniture from his garage. And he met my mom, and in 2002, they opened up their first showroom in Midrand. And, that's where it all started. And now we've got our showroom in Better View.
So I was, when I was looking at your bio, one of the things I was thinking about was, so a lot of people get into the family business for whatever reason, right? Mm. So when you were thinking of studying, I mean, you say, I read one of the articles where you said, like, it was a natural progression.
Mm-hmm.
But was it really, did you feel this sense of, like, oh, I'm under pressure? Or was it like, I love nice things and I love creating beautiful spaces, and this is what my parents do for a living, and so this is what I must do for myself?
Well, it's actually quite a funny story, because when I was studying, you know, at school and choosing all my subjects, I went for all the medical subjects. I went for my mathematics, my biology, science, all of that. I don't know, for thinking back, I don't know what I was thinking.
Can I tell you why, though? I was talking about this with my brother. Sorry to interrupt you, Danny. You are too young at that age to figure out what you want. And I think our education system, you're literally still a teenager, and you have to decide on the rest of your life. I think it's, we need to relook at it, because it's a huge pressure when you're that young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had this vision that obviously had braces when I was young, and I had this whole thing in my mind that, oh no, this is a very cool job. I'm going to become an orthodontist. I can't imagine you looking down the throats of others.
Do you know that apparently dentists are the single most depressed professionals in the world?
Especially the males, I believe so. I also read that up. And I consider myself to be quite a lively person, so I don't know, that to begin with just doesn't make sense.
No.
And one day, and I'm an only child as well, so there was also, I started thinking to myself, okay, yeah, we've got this amazing family business, who's going to take over, you know, and who's going to take off from the amazing platform that my parents have left behind. And one day in matric, I just like, it dawned on me like, oh my God, am I going to look at teeth for the rest of my life? And I just said to my parents, and I was actually quite like, almost taken aback and so worried of how they would feel when I told them, you know, actually, I don't think I can do this. I thought I was going to just demolish their dreams of this daughter becoming this doctor. And they actually turned to each other and had tears in their eyes. They couldn't even tell me how happy they were to hear that I wanted to join the family business. Wow. And I've always loved beautiful things. So, and teeth are not the most beautiful at times.
No.
So,
no.
That's how it basically started.
I am glad that medicine's loss is interiors. Again, because you should go to Edda Russia Interiors on Instagram and at Da Russia. In fact, let me spell it for you, because then you'll be like, what is it? At DaRoshaInt on Twitter. Now, also don't forget to also hashtag Taylor Blinds and Taylor Shutters, as well as Taylor Tips and Styles, or go to @TaylorShutters on Instagram and Twitter to see the wonderful things that they're working on. So Daniela was talking about how the family business is in mid-rand. Your business is also in mid-rand level. Ipapate Interiors. Now, Ipapate, excuse, I know my name is Lerato, but I have a Zulu brain. So Ipapate is basically to put yourself out there, is it not? How did you choose the name?
One day I sat and I thought, okay, you know, once you create something and make it beautiful, you need to be proud of what you've produced.
Mm.
And Ipapata basically means pat yourself on the back.
Yes.
And be proud of what you've, you know, done. So that's how the name came about.
So my favorite quote, which whenever I read it to South Africans in general, they always like go, is a quote that changed the way I see things. It's by Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou said that modesty is for liars. And whenever you say that, people go, oh, what do you mean? You know, you're meant to be modest. But what she was saying was that when you've worked hard for something, when you've put your effort into something, whether it's your outfit, whether it's your home or your work, you need to celebrate yourself. You need to pat yourself in the back and say, look, I did it. So false modesty when you say, it's like, don't do that. Just take the compliment, say thank you. So I get why so for me, it resonates with me, because I think that people need to be proud of themselves more and more, particularly women.
Yes.
I think women, we try and hide, like, no, I wish I could lose more weight, or I really wanted another one in another color. And it's like, I'm just saying, you look beautiful, or you've created a great space. Do you remember, Lebu, your first, by the way, if you want to see what kind of work Lebu does, on Instagram and Twitter, it's IPA_interiors for Ipa Bate. Do you remember your first client? Do you remember what they were like?
Sure.
if they were bad, let's just hop, skip, and jump over that. Because you look traumatized.
I think the gelling was the issue. Cause, you
it
know,
is hard, yeah.
When you're starting out, you're also not sure of yourself. But you also want to create that great product that this person will love. And they're also not sure, you know, of, first of all, what they're looking
for. What they want, yeah.
And whether you can actually deliver. So you end up being like, you know, in that cross-section of, am I not delivering? Are you happy? Am I not happy? But it was, well, eventually it was a great project.
Yeah.
It was a small project because, you know, when you're starting, you don't want like that 7-bedroom house.
You want to experiment slowly, start slowly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it ended up being fun. Not my style, but yeah.
You know, I was talking to Johannes Lear last week, and you can go to cliffcentral.com to download that podcast, or go to our Facebook page at Lerato Shabalala on Facebook to see the work that Johannes Lear was doing. And he was saying that one of the important things is to remember that you are not living in that home,
mm-hmm.
that ultimately you are going to, no matter what you think, even if you think that taste is not, you wouldn't have painted that well green, ultimately that person is going to live there and you have to let it go. I mean, I think it's similar. You know, I wrote a book last year called The Way I See It. And the moment the book leaves you, it's no longer yours. It's up for the people to decide what they want, what it's like. And I think somebody's house is the same, right?
Yeah. Right. I think the other part is that when it's your first project, you want to be one with the project. You want to produce and showcase you.
Yes.
Hence, you want to be attached to it. Then that's a bit, a problem.
Yeah. And I think it's just maybe it's about all of us. It's the let go. Yes. You know, it's like the let go. Yes. Like, now you just have to let go. What do you think you've brought to the family business, Danny, that your parents have appreciated? Because obviously there's a generational difference, but surely your parents have been in the business for over 25 years now. There's a certain way you look at things, I'm sure, that, you know, is a little bit different to your family.
Yeah, 100%. So our main line and our style at De Rocha is quite classic and traditional. And I absolutely love traditional and classic. I love decorating that way and with that style. But I've definitely brought a younger vibe and style to the business, which has been very beneficial. I'm not one to follow trends 100%, but I definitely find more and more people are wanting what's the latest, you know, that's the part where my mom starts cringing slightly. So I definitely love to incorporate a lot of like more modern, Vogue kind of styles. And so now on the 1st of August, we're actually launching the Rocha Moderna, which is, a whole new showroom in Bedfordview. And we're just doing everything very up to date, what's in vogue. But still keeping to your everyday lifestyle comfort, traditional as well, mixed. So I would definitely say I'm more of the eclectic one. You know, I love to bring that fusion.
Yeah.
There.
So the Rocha Moderna, is it more you sort of saying, look, we know that some of you like a little bit of trend, like a little bit of flair. So this is where you can, if you're looking for that kind of more, not edgy, but you know what I mean, sort of now furniture.
Yes. So what's relevant at the moment. So being a furniture manufacturers and having our own factory, we have always worked with wood and upholsteries. Mm. So now we're doing metal and marble and stones. And so it's all of that also incorporated, basically.
So now, Lebo, you were talking about your bedroom and the central part, because this is what we're here for. We're here to talk about the bedroom. You were saying that the focal point is your bed. Where, and I'm going to ask the same of you, Danny, but I'll start with Lebo. Where should one start when decorating a bedroom? Like, what's the first thing I should think about? Especially if you're coming into a new space, what should you have top of mind? And maybe it's not one thing, maybe it's three things, so I don't want to restrict you.
Just don't bring, if you're decorating a new space, don't bring everything from wherever you're coming from, because you're just going to create the previous space and clutter the space. Remove everything. Bring in your minimalist stuff, as in your bedding, but it must be the most comfortable. If you've got the cash, just, you know, that,
can I tell you,
silky satin kind of,
because people don't understand. You see a thread count, you don't understand the importance of it.
Yes.
But my goodness, like 2 years ago, I decided I'm only going to sleep in white sheets and white sheets only. I was like, I want to feel like I'm in a hotel in my
house.
I want the thread count. I want it to be shiny and slippery. I want to look at it and I just want to jump on the bed. So bedding is important. And if you have three or four great sets of, you don't have to have 30, you know what I mean? Just very good ones. Like, invest in good bedding.
Yeah. And your cushions, don't fill up the whole bed with cushions. I mean, where's the space to really get all comfy?
It's going to take you half an hour just to pull it back.
And when you're talking about sexy, that's not sexy.
No. Men hate it. Like, men are just like, what is it with these damn pillows? Why can't we just have two cushions? Yeah. So I get it.
And then the rug. For me, the rug, you need to, you know, that moment when you step out of your shoes, if you bring shoes into your bedroom, that feel of that huge rug that forms part of that room. Yes. Mm. You know, the curtains I see and all that, but, you know, that combination of the rug, your lighting as well is very important.
Mm.
It can be sexy with some bright fluorescent lighting.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't work.
Exactly. I, you know, so one of the things I've realized though about rugs is that they bring a, they draw all the elements of the room together. It becomes a focal. I didn't actually respect the rug. I was like, oh, why do you need it? But I've realized more and more that it's an essential part of creating a beautiful space. So like Lebu Zondi from Ibabat Interiors was saying, declutter. Also, people don't bring the bed where you slept with the other people. Okay? Sorry. We got to go there. We have got to go there. When you're studying a new thing, leave that old bed alone. Leave the memories and those people and everything else. Just leave it behind. Okay?
Fresh.
Fresh. And also don't bring everything, no matter what. Decide on the items that you want. Have great bedding. Don't fill up the space with cushions and find a great rug. So, Danny, what would your points be? And obviously, you can pick up on some of them, but some of the ones that Lebu has also mentioned.
So for me, what's really important in any space is to just incorporate what you love. So that can be either style or color, which we touched on earlier.
Yeah.
But also for me, what's really important, yes, talking about sexy time or whatever it is, but even just a good rest is good blockout lining on your curtains. And
you preempted me. So we're going to get there just now. Okay, great.
Yeah, so good full curtains with a good blockout lining so that any ambient lighting as well in the room can also be used to its maximum.
Mm.
And then, yes, I love luxury bedding is super important. Mm.
It does make a difference, doesn't it?
A huge difference. So I would always advise my clients to go for like white linen or charcoal linen or whatever it is, but keep it like quite plain and then throw in like great for winter now, beautiful, lush faux fur throws.
Yeah, a velvet.
Yeah,
like a
velvet headboard.
Exactly.
Lots of textures.
Furry
stuff. Yes. Mm. So, lots of layering of textures and, and just luxury. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I think that, and I want to touch on one of the points that you mentioned. I think the reason why luxury is so important, and when you hear luxury, I don't want you guys to think of money.
Dollar signs. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people misunderstand luxury to mean it is expensive, it's exactly going to cost me a lot. Luxury is about how something feels, how it makes you feel.
Exactly.
So if you put it on, you just feel like $1 million. If you're laying in bed, you feel like you're at the Four Seasons, not at your house. And people go on vacation because they want to feel like they can relax. And your space needs to feel like that. It needs to be your sanctuary. So Danny from the Russian Interiors says, decide what you love. So if you love color, even if you like red, it's your bedroom, it's not our bedroom. Okay, do your thing. But decide what your style is. I mean, a lot of people love candles around the bedroom. So decide what it is, that element that you love of your style that you want to bring into that space. Bedding. You see, bedding is important. So spend that money looking for that thread count. It's not just for Janet Jackson and all these other celebrities. And texture, furs, velvet, bring that into the space that you're in. Because what that's going to do is, it's kind of, you know, when you're reading a book and then you're cuddled between the cushions and you're feeling like the fur, you're just like, oh, this is nice.
It's not the cat.
I know, as I'm striking mine now. Sorry, my friend, not my cat. And then what I'm excited to talk about is lighting day. So I was going to ask both of you those questions, but I'll start with you because you started with it. So, you know, in Johannesburg and a lot of people in South Africa, they'll tell you find a house that is north-facing so you can get a lot of light in. But a lot of light in also means that when the day breaks, obviously in winter now the sun rises much later, but when the day breaks, it's in the room, it's quite harsh during the day, it gets quite warm. So I wanted to know about, and we'll go back to you, Lebo, because I know Ipapatse also does window, I think there's a proper word for it that you use, window treatments. So I guess the question I'm going to ask in different ways, Danny, for you is, what should you consider in terms of light when you are thinking of that space and light coming into through the window? What should I consider as a homeowner in my bedroom? How much light do I want? And how can I mitigate for either a lack of light or too much light?
Okay, so during the day, obviously, we love to open up our curtains in the morning and feel that warm summer breeze, even though we might be in the middle of winter. But we've got a beautiful sun that really like warms up our rooms. The one thing, it's great to have a lot of light entering to your, entering your room, but it also can be very damaging as well. So you need some sort of privacy and also like a voile or a sheer weave roller blind or something that can also just protect your furniture, your linen, your rug, your carpet, all of that.
What does a roller blind do to a blind that's not a roller blind? What's the difference?
Okay, so basically how everyone would know of a sheer curtain or a muslin or a or a voile. That would be like your traditional style. Now with a lot of more contemporary modern homes, they're starting to introduce your roller blinds, the sheer weave roller blinds. Okay. They're like kind of perforated. So you can see out but no one can see in, kind of,
which is important,
very important. So that during the day, and I also have some clients that don't like voiles or sheer weave roller blinds, and they completely just leave their curtains open during the day and they have the most amazing light coming in. And then at night, it's definitely important to have a good restful night's sleep, and that's why if you can spend any money on curtaining and window treatment, get a good blockout lining. It also makes your curtains nice and full and gives you that real stunning luxurious look.
Oh, I just love talking to people who know what they. I get so excited about this. I really do. Just in case you're wondering who that was, this is well, let me talk about me first, because really they hear Marshall. You are still tuned into Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalala. It's brought to you by Tiller Blinds and Shutters. We're talking windows. Learn how to dress up your windows from home to the office with the assurance of 60 years of high quality products through Tiller Blinds. Tiller Blinds and Shutters brings home the textures, colors, fabrics, patterns, innovative materials that your space has been waiting for. So now, Lebo, you do window treatments for people, as we're talking about the fact that Tiller Blinds for 60 years, whether you have a home or an office or home office or both, how to basically dress up that space. Why is window treatments, you know, when I saw your bio, I found it so interesting. I thought, why, I would never think, I would just think, here's a window, let me just slap some. You know, like we come from our people, we just put a curtain, you close it, you know, people don't look in, there are clothes, you know. But obviously, I see the, for instance, by the way, when you go to our Facebook page, you'll see what fantastic glasses Leb was wearing today. And for me, the glasses can bring personality to a person's look. It's the first thing that tells me about you. You know what I mean? That says, oh, she's a little bit different, you know? She may be wearing glasses, but she's like, girl, I'ma do the things, okay? So I see that a window is a similar thing. It's an introduction before you get into the space, and once you're in the space, it's also a point by which not only you get to see outside and views, etc., but also let in light. So why are window treatments so important in interior design?
It's important because, as Danny was saying, it's the functionality of it. It's not just, it looks good, it should look good. It brings warmth, because once you've closed those curtains on your drapery that you feel like closing, because some drapery shouldn't be closing, it's about it looking good. It's that warmth that's brought into that space. But it must look beautiful. It must look enticing, especially if it's in the bedroom. That block out, it's, as Danny was saying, it's important, because there's nothing as terrible as, yes, you've got the beautiful sunlight in South Africa, but then you wake up at 5 in the morning and there's this glare
in
your face. So some people like it, and, you know, other people just prefer that dark room for their relaxation. But window treatments are quite important. Lately we go for, you know, the less is more. People don't like the shears and the... voils and all that, because some people say it's too old. My grandmother
used to use it. I'm one of those people. Can I tell you why I prefer blinds and sort of heavy draping? And I love my mother. My mother's one of the most stylish people in the world. She still has her voile, but her house is rocking. And I'm like, you know what you were saying about the different generations? So it suits my mom just fine. But for me, I'm looking for that little, room, that thing. I get it. So I completely get it. I totally get it.
So yeah, and with blinds, you can just, you know, pull up, you know, pull down as and when you want to. There's no pull up. And these days, you can actually just press the button and it opens. And
I love those.
And if you can tap your hands wherever you are, and through your phone, and then, you know.
That's when my millions come.
Exactly. So it's having drapes and window treatments, it just adds to the personality of the owner of that space.
So what happens in a situation where, you know, ideally everybody should have, you know, double volume ceilings, ideally, in the idealistic world, we all have double volume ceilings with these large bay, you know, windows that look out into this great view. But a lot of people, it's townhouses everywhere, little apartments everywhere. And so a lot of people are like, where do I even begin? So where would you, Jenny, where would you say, what is the starting point for somebody, both you ladies? What is a starting point when you're looking at, like, a normal window? A window that doesn't look out into the sea or, you know, trees.
I would start by, you know, a lot of people have got, and dealing with clients, they've got this perception that something that is larger or proportionally not accurate for the space might make the room look smaller. But for instance, if you've got a small window but the wall is quite substantially big, and you've got let's say like a 2.4 meter high ceiling, let's say, which is like normal, like your standards. I always say take it to the max. So you take your rod, or even if you're just doing it on a simple track, take it right just below the cornice. That already gives you that illusion of height. And then also, if there's quite a lot of wall on either side of the window and the window is quite small, I would even give you the impression that the window is actually quite big. So I would give you big drapes on either side, even though you can only really open to a certain degree.
I see.
So giving, like, just manipulating the proportions already makes the space look a lot larger.
That's fantastic advice. Lebo?
I agree with Danny.
Yeah.
Because the minute you restrict yourself because you're in a small space, everything just feels lost.
Okay.
And that's where you end up also similar to the rug story.
Yeah.
Where you buy the small rug and it just looks out of place. So fill
can
up
I tell you,
space.
Designers, you guys really hate small rugs.
No, we do. It doesn't work. But, you know, the minute you increase that, the height already, the room looks a bit bigger. So it just fits in, but don't go small because you're in a small space.
Yeah,
it just makes your room look smaller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm guessing a little bit silly, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very lost.
Like. Are both of you married? I think you're married, Lil.
Yes.
Yes.
You're both married. Mm-hmm. How do you, because the bedroom is the one place where lives are going to be created, obviously. Fun will be had. But also, it's the first space where you and your significant other are going to spend a lot of time together, whether you are heterosexual or not. So this is not about men and women. This is like when you're married and two people are living together, you are merging two styles. How do you merge? How do you merge two styles in a bedroom? How do you take, and not those styles, people.
Yeah.
I'm talking about design styles.
Those are also design styles.
Oh, yes, they are, yeah. Girl. This is how we keep marriages alive.
Those are design styles.
Danny's like, oh, my Lord, Lushing. My parents are going to be listening. It's Cliff Central. We keep things fun.
Exactly. You know, when two people come together, you all have your own different ideas.
Yeah.
And I'm going to speak from a personal point of view. I think because of a design element, I've kind of like pushed myself over into the whole space. And bits and pieces of him came into the space. But it was like, I determine what's happening in here.
Afterthoughts.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, by the way, you like wallpaper. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, we'll just add a bit of you in it. But with clients, it's important to take into consideration what both of them like. Because what tends to happen is that women want to always take over. It's my color. I like that color. And, you know, it goes. Whereas the husband possibly likes a high headboard. And the wife is like, no, I just wanted, you know, a 1.4 kind of thing. So it's, you need to work together. And as a designer, you always have to take both the personalities into consideration and try and merge those. And ultimately, both the people are going to be spending that time in that space to be happy. It's not about getting the act together. It's about that whole atmosphere when you walk into the room. So
yeah, exactly. Exactly. And Danny, for you, how do you merge two styles in a bedroom? How do you... God, this is... Why do I keep going back there? Sorry.
No problem. Okay, so, well...
Because she's sidestepped. She's like, my mom is going to be listening.
What you just said. Also, going with our personal lives, my husband and I are actually quite similar. And that you don't see a lot of the time when dealing with clients. Normally, they're completely opposite.
Yes.
So, I just think just write down a list, like the husband, the wife, or the two partners. Just write down a list of what is important to you in the room. What's your color scheme? What's your style? Do you want a high hairboard, a low hairboard, like Lebo was saying? And then leave it up to the designer. From there. So I will just basically take a little bit from you, a little bit from you, and fuse the two, because then it actually never becomes quite fair. And just like I said before, I love creating a fusion, that eclectic mix. And so sometimes the husband might be super modern and then the wife might be classic. But I mean, a beautiful crystal chandelier in a super modern room with a plush shaggy rug, like little classic elements with the modern furniture. I mean, just comes together so beautifully. So sometimes I think if I could give any advice, if a husband and a wife or partners cannot decide on a certain style or color scheme, call an expert and then we'll just direct you in the right.
Yeah, because some of the issues I think that happen a lot is that women will go to the guy, baby, what should we do? And he's like, whatever you, whatever you like.
We love those.
You know, and then, but then the flip side of that is when you do choose something and he's like, I really wouldn't have chosen that rug. And you're like, but you said I could change it. So I think that it's important to sometimes bring in the professionals such as yourself to help us along. If you've just tuned in, where the hell have you been? We've been waiting for you. We're almost done with the show. I'm talking to Daniela Darosha from Darosha Interiors as well as Lebu Zondi from Ipapate Interiors. Remember to go to, to hashtag #ATailorBlinds, Tailor Shutters, and Tailor Tips as well as hashtag #TailorStyle for more info on seeing what Tailor Shutters does. It's at Tailor Shutters on Instagram and on Twitter. And these two ladies, you can find and see their great work on Instagram. By the way, Danielle has just started following me, so I'm going to pull it back. You can also do the same. I'm at Loretta TJ on Instagram and on Twitter. And we have our Living It Up page on Facebook. You can go to Darosha Interiors on Instagram and Darosha, DaroshaInt, on Twitter. Ipapate Interiors is quite easy. It's at @IPA_interiors, both on Instagram and on Twitter. So just before we wrap, I have a couple of questions to ask you guys. How do we feel about televisions in the bedroom? Do we feel, you remember that Sex and the City, I think it was the second movie, when Big is very excited to bring in a television into the bedroom and Carrie just wants to kill him. And when I was moving together with my man, I was like, look, we are not going to have a television in the bedroom. But I understand that, you know, on nights like this when it's cold and you want to cuddle in front of the TV, it makes sense. But luckily the room was small. Fate. Yes, baby, it is fate. how do we feel about TVs in the bedroom? Lebo?
I fought that battle and I lost. Like most of us. And as we say, you must compromise between the two, who gets what and who gets what.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So the TV, unfortunately, yeah, it's in the room. And I think one needs to decide.
Is it visible?
It is visible.
Okay.
It is visible. But it shouldn't take over the time that you spend in the room.
Yeah.
And there should be, it's like cell phones as well. Everything must be plugged right next to you so you can turn around and look at it. But it's there, unfortunately. But I wouldn't love for a TV to be in a room. Rather have loads of books,
yes,
or magazines.
Yes.
You know, a radio, definitely.
Yeah, because it brings the mood, because you can play some Marvin Gaye. I've been really trying.
Music,
yeah.
System.
Music is nice.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Have it in your ceiling if you want to.
Yeah.
But TVs are always a debate. And I suppose don't make it too visible or too much in your face. It shouldn't be the center of what happens in the bedroom. Yeah.
Because there should be something else that's the center of what happens in the bedroom. And it does not involve a television. Yeah. Well, it depends. I'm joking.
Lebo was saying that, you know, sometimes the TV is like right in front of your face and you don't know how to maybe sometimes decorate around it. And it's sometimes quite an eyesore. It's like a big black screen. And I've, in my personal home, I've framed my television. So
nice.
I've put like a picture frame around it.
Oh, nice.
And that's on the, it's mounted on the wall. So it's just, it looks like a piece of art, even though it's like a black screen. But you can actually manipulate, you know, the style around it.
Yeah, so this is not a plug, because now I don't want to sound like I'm plugging them, but Samsung is bringing out a set of television sets later this year, which are not only framed, but they have custom artworks within the TV. So when the TV is static and you're not in the house, it looks like you've got a painting on the wall,
yeah,
which I think I'm sure, Lebo, that would make you feel a little bit better. I mean, I think if you can disguise it, whether it's in the bedroom or not, I think the idea of taking something that is just a big black screen and turning it into something beautiful, I'm glad manufacturers are starting to move that way, because that, I'm guessing that's why you framed it, because you didn't want this eyesore, like, oh my God, you know, here's a television in my...
Yeah, touching on that, we did a project in Mozambique where we had an Israeli team that did all this software and all those digital, you know, that whole background and the automation and all that. And we, in the entrance, the client wanted the husband. He wanted a TV screen, like, almost in every room of the house.
Jesus. Oh, this poor wife.
No, and poor decorator, because what was I going to do all these screens? And it's amazing what technology, what you can do with technology now. I mean, he opened up his front door, and with the software, it was actually, it looked like a piece of art, and it was beautiful flowers in a field. And once the door opened, it would actually send it, there would be a sensor with the breeze or the wind, and the actual flowers would move in a certain way.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So it's almost like a
it's like
live
moving art. Like,
so,
like a sculpture.
It's getting more exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where we need to use the digital advancements aesthetically and think about how you enhance people's experience. This is a question for both of you before we wrap up. Can you believe this hour goes by so quickly?
Wow.
You feel like there's so much that we still need to talk about, and you're like, oh, damn, we're almost done. What does not belong in the bedroom? What, either the one thing or the three things where you're like, you know what, this does not belong in the bedroom. Because, as you said, something like a television is neither here nor there, because on a cold July night in Joburg, or, you know, cold you know, December night in New York, sometimes you want to cuddle, watch a movie, and, you know. But what are the things that you think, this does not belong in the bedroom?
I think cell phones must be kicked out of the bedroom.
Really?
I really think they should be. Because it's like every 2 minutes you must listen and or check what Donald Trump has done and what he hasn't done. And then it's like, oh my gosh, Twitter, what's that other politician saying?
Yes.
It's like every time it's like catch up. I think cell phones should have a period, and it's a bit difficult, but I think that's the one most important thing that needs to leave the bedroom.
Yeah. No, it's interesting that you say that, because my boyfriend has the phone outside the bedroom all the time. And I used to think, why? But I have mine on silent. So, I mean, it's like a compromise. His is outside of the room and mine is there, but it's sitting there silently for the exact same reasons. Because that blue light, that's one of the reasons I stopped going to the movies. That blue light can be really irritating because it makes you curious. And then suddenly you're looking at things you shouldn't be looking at, and then you're angry. And it's not, you know what I mean? It can be a huge distraction.
For me, declutter.
Yeah.
Like, clutter needs to leave the room. It produces physical and unconscious chaos.
Yeah.
So, I would definitely declutter. Actually, that's one of the first things I would do when decorating a room, just declutter.
And then, lastly, I wanted to ask you guys about, the effect of, how you create a space in small rooms. So I'll make an example. You want a very beautiful bed, but you have like a normal sized bedroom. What are the sacrifices you can make to create space? I know a lot of designers say use mirrors to create space. But what are the little cheat sheets? Maybe like three things you can cheat with to make your space look bigger than what it is, particularly your bedroom. Because the bedroom is an interesting place. It's like, it's utility. So, you know, you have your shoes, your clothes, it's a very practical space, but it also represents calmness, relaxation, sleeping, restfulness, which we need to lead healthy lives along with eating well. But it's also a space where you can be a little bit sexy, you know, like it needs a space that encourages to jump on it and make some babies. You know what I mean? As opposed to write a report, which we all have done, you know, on the bed. So, you know, how do I cheat when I'm in a small space and make the space look bigger and luxurious, and inviting?
So we've touched on it already. It's the curtains,
yeah.
Like just pushing it to the absolute maximum in terms of height and width.
Okay.
Rug also, we've spoken about this, like pushing it right underneath your bed, right into the room, at least like a meter in front of the front and the
front
sides.
Of the bed, okay.
And get rid of all those baskets and all that because they make this.
Because I have them.
Yeah, it's like, it's like all your clothes, the dirty stuff, and you just baskets and boxes and all that. Those take up a lot of space. So get rid of all that. If you've got a little section where you can put a little chair or armchair for reading, then it's fine.
But I'm so embarrassed
for myself. Get rid of everything else, then you'll have that space. You'll be able to walk around your double bed. Yeah.
And also
I'm laughing at myself.
Stick
here.
To light colors. So
yes.
Stick to light. Yes. Obviously, don't go for everything in one tone and make it look completely insipid. But stick to your light colors and even beautiful mirror pedestals. You know, that's how you could incorporate mirrors again. Not necessarily a mirror, like a framed mirror.
Mm.
So a lot of like little glamorous pieces also that can also give you that illusion of space and light
and lift up.
And it's kind of like the trend now with the mirror pedestal.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And just lastly, what colors would you recommend for a bedroom, for people, for a wall in particular? I know they say green is a calming color. So I just wanted to know if I'm starting from scratch, I now have my beautiful bedding. I now have my gorgeous, luxurious blinds and curtains, and I'm now looking beautiful. You know, like, you get what I'm saying? You get what I'm asking you?
I would go for, you know, naturals. I mean, you can go for wallpaper that's of natural fiber, you know, your bamboo or all that, or something that has a bit of, you know, the flock wallpaper,
yeah,
with like velvety touch.
Okay.
Or from a color point of view, I don't know. I think duck egg works.
Yeah, duck egg is very popular with my clients. There's research that's shown caramel. The color caramel is huge.
Yes.
So I don't know. It's not a color I would pick necessarily, but it's basically just showing that it's the neutral hues and tones.
Yes, that people
very
go
organic.
For. I have one last question, but I'm not going to ask it just now. I want to say it has been a great pleasure talking to both Lebuzondi and Daniela De Rocha. Remember to follow them on the social media pages. As well as go to EdTeller Shutters on Instagram and Twitter to find out more, and hashtag Taylor Blinds, Taylor Shutters, Taylor Tips, and Taylor Style to find out more and get more tips from Taylor Shutters. I have one last question for both of you. Luckily, it's a very, very simple, but complicated question. So maybe what I should do is pose it first and then have you guys think about it a little bit. You don't have to answer right now. You just have to finish the sentence. Design is. And while the ladies think about that question, you should see them. They're like, Remember, you can see what both Lebo and Danielle look like by going to our Facebook page at Lerato Shabalala, and also go to cliffcentral.com to download this podcast and last week's podcast, just to remind you once again when you're sitting around this July thinking about how to make your house and your bedroom be beautiful. Remember, remove the clutter, get great, great bedding, darling. Find beautiful cushions. Make sure that that rug, there's enough space on the sides and the front of the bed for it to be big enough and look beautiful. If you can, get the TV out and the cell phone out, but if you can't, keep it on silent and away from the lovely spaces. Remember, lighting is also very important. And also the number one thing is to bring in things that you love, bring in your style. So hopefully in that time, Lebu and Danny have thought of the answer to this question that I'd like them to finish for me. Design is?
Life.
Mm.
It's visual thinking.
I love that. Designer's life and designer's visual thinking. You know when you know why I love doing this job? Is because I get to meet such sensational, wonderful, amazing women. You guys have made this our cruise, like Smokey Robinson. It has been absolutely fantastic. Will you come back if I want you guys back?
Absolutely.
Yes. Will you come back?
Yes.
No, because I had fun. So I'm excited to have these ladies back again one day soon. Just to remind you that Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalo, you can find me at Lerato TJ on Instagram and on Twitter. It's brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Taylor Shutters at Taylor Blinds on Instagram and on Twitter. What does 60 years of being the leading manufacturer of blinds and shutters in South Africa mean? It means your home or your office can be a space of inspiration with Taylor Blinds and shutters. Excuse me, take control of your life, temperature, and security. Next week, we're talking how to take your child's nursery room and turn it into a space that is fit for a toddler. How do you evolve children's spaces? That's what we're talking about. Next week, stay warm, stay sexy, okay? Have fun in those bedrooms. If you make love on this Thursday and you have a baby, just call her Lerato, because you know why. Also, you can call her Lebo Danielle. Catch y'all again next week on clipcentral.com. My name is Lerato Shabala. It has been wonderful being with you. May you live your best life. Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. This is clipcentral.com.